collaboratively work together. It's fantastic. Let's give them a hand again. Well, it is the best day ever. It is fantastic. We are in January, and so we're doing the first four chapters of The Science of Mind. And our tagline is change your thinking, change your life. And we love change, right? Woohoo! Yeah, we do. And change is the only constant. So we are exploring how well we work with that in our worlds. And I was reading about communication. Anybody who's in a relationship, you know that the primary thing is communication. Well, communication is the same with spirit, because we are in communication with spirit. And spirit has been calling me for a while, and I keep saying, I'm busy. I'm doing this over here. I'm busy. And spirit gets louder and louder. So we have to listen to spirit, and spirit has been calling me to move in a different direction. So I am going to be leaving the center, but I am not leaving all of you, because I love you and you're in my heart. You will go with me everywhere, because everybody's touched me in wonderful ways. And the board and I have talked about a succession plan that I think is beautiful and brilliant, and I called Sharon Hudson. She's like, oh my God, that's brilliant. So any member and anybody who wants to stay after Anne and the board, we're going to be talking about what the options were and what the options the board would like to move forward with. And it's beautiful and brilliant, and something wonderful is unfolding. Somebody asked me, are you going to another center? It's like, no. Hollywood is calling me, okay? Some of you know that I'm a Sagittarius, and I like to think that Sagittarius have this really big travel bug, and I jumped on part-time with Fred Pryor Seminars, and I've found that getting back to doing the traveling has been beautiful and brilliant, and being able to take the love that we share here and share it out in the world has been wonderful, because people that haven't heard of science of mind, I'm teaching emotional intelligence, which is all science of mind. And so telling them about the law of attraction, about the science of mind. And I was in San Francisco a couple weeks ago, and after the workshop, it's an all-day 6 hours, all-day workshop, one of the guys came up and he said, I feel like my life is transformed. Could I have a hug? I'm like, of course, you can have a hug. So wonderful and brilliant things are unfolding. And I know that there's a lot of transition happening for a lot of us. Stephen Moses, next Sunday is his last Sunday. He's moving to Washington. I know that somebody else is moving to Washington pretty soon, too. So a lot of wonderful things are unfolding. And it was funny, because I know I did a talk a long time ago where I talked about my kids and I, it was time to move, because I get this, it's like, okay, time to move and do something different. And we laid out a map and threw pennies at the map to decide where we wanted to go, and it was never landing where we really wanted to go, so we had to make it land where we really wanted to go, because spirit, and something inside of us is already drawing us to a certain direction. And Vera asked me the other day, she's like, you gonna throw pennies at a map? I'm like, yes, I am. something is calling, and I feel like when I came in here, so much love and so many things have transpired, and we are moving to the next level, and something wonderful is unfolding. So I'm just excited for the things that are happening here, the things that are happening in our lives, and there'll be a lot of things that I'm still part of that I want to come to, New Earth Expo. I will be at every one of them. And then we have other things that we'll be doing here. And I like the succession plan that the board has come up with and that we've talked about, and I'm trusting that the members will say, yes, we have a beautiful and brilliant board, and let's move in the direction of our highest and best always. So it's all good, and it's all God. And that is the one thing. There's only one. And so everything is shifting and changing. I remember years ago watching Robin Williams on a talk show, and he was trying to explain oneness, because he really got it, that there's only one. And the person that was interviewing him said, you mean like, there by the grace of God go I? And he's like, no, there go I. because we're all connected. It's that oneness. And there's shift happening in the universe, and that's why a lot of shift is going on right now. Ernest Holmes says this in the Science of Mind textbook, and we do the first four chapters: the thing itself, the way it works, how to use it, and what it does. And this week is actually what it does. The universe is impersonal. It gives alike to all. It is no respecter of persons. It values each alike. Its nature is to impart. Ours is to receive. When we stand in the light, we cast a shadow across the pathway of our own experience. Emerson advises us that we get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. Get our bloated nothingness out of the way. One of my first teachers, I started at the Mile High Church of Religious Science back in 1992. Have any of you been to the Mile High Church? Okay, awesome. So it has expanded since then, and what they did, it's from a distance, it looks like a spaceship almost, because they took a big mound of dirt, and they piled cement over it, and then they funneled all the dirt out, and so inside it looks like dirt clumps and stuff, but it's all painted white and beautiful, and it's in the round, and it's got these, I want to call it like legs. That is now their youth room, but it used to be where 850 people would go on a Sunday service. Now they have 1,200 and three services every Sunday, and it's like a big eye on the ceiling. It's phenomenal and amazing, and my first teacher was Dr. Fred Voigt, and he said, what it does, it changes lives. It changes them drastically and dramatically. It provides us with a scientific method for doing so. It eliminates the unwanted elements from life, producing ever-increasing good. It picks up and it turns us around to face toward the light and our good, and provides confidence and strength for the journey. And he went on to talk about, and it was such a great visual, about it's ours to receive the good in our life. But if we have a belief in our system that we're not worthy, we're not good enough, it's like the truck has come to deliver and we're at the loading dock and we've got the door closed. And the truck backs up and it can't get in and we can't receive our good because there's something blocking our flow. So it's getting our bloated nothingness out of the way and say, Spirit, I know I'm part of this oneness. All is good, all is God, and I am open to receive. And then our loading dock door can just open so we can get the delivery that we've been asking for. He went on to say that it gives a reason and a purpose for living and adds zest to every experience, brings new dimensions of dignity to the human scene, provides us with an inner assurance and confidence and authority. What it does, it eliminates from our consciousness and hence from our experiences poverty, illness, and unhappiness. That's what it does. And if you have a belief that's hidden away in our awareness that maybe we don't even know about, and that's why we put in the good positive affirmations, because the more we put in those positive affirmations, it starts filtering out all the negative, all the negative. So we want to keep the positive stuff, and the nature of the mind is to think. And it just keeps going. Sometimes it's like my thoughts are running away with me and they just keep going. That's where we have to be very mindful of what thoughts am I putting into my consciousness? What things are going into my subconscious mind? And how can I continue to love myself to the next level and tune into Spirit? Steve, how many of you are Apple fans? I have like an iBook, an iPad, an iPhone, and a Mac computer. Steve Jobs created a brilliant product, and there's so much creativity in the Apple products. And one of the things that he said, I have a few quotes by him, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Be you. The world needs you and your unique strengths. You are wonderfully made and have a purpose only you can fulfill. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your inner voice. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Our heart, our intuition, when we sit in the silence and listen to Spirit, it is guiding and directing us with ease and flow. And the more we love ourselves through every process, knowing that something wonderful is absolutely unfolding. And I know whatever's good for me is good for everyone. It can't be any other way because we're all connected. And so if we honor ourselves, we actually honor everyone else. So by honoring ourselves, we're honoring everyone else. We're saying yes to life, yes to the unfoldment, yes to the goodness that's happening. And then we just allow ourselves to flow with it. Ernest Holmes in The Science of Mind, the power of life within you is a spiritual power, able to bring to you permanent peace, increasing happiness and joy, and greater material abundance. So being in that open space, making sure that we're just alive and alert and excited and listening. And I remember Shaka Gawain. It was one of the first metaphysical speakers that I ever heard. She wrote the book, Creative Visualization. She actually has made her transition. I didn't know that, but I heard that just not too long ago. And Shaka Gawain was, I went and saw her speak because she was beautiful and brilliant, and she had just started a relationship, and she had him speak with her, and they talked through their disagreement right in front of everyone. And I thought, well, that's really cool, because transparency is really important. And she's like, there's nothing wrong with any of us, so being transparent. And that's how I like to live my life, is full transparency, no drama, no drama for this mama, no drama. We just move with life, and it's like, what's calling me next? What's unfolding next? Because again, if it's the highest and best for me, for you, for any of us, it's the highest and best for everyone on this planet, in this universe. So getting excited about that. And really tuning in to what Spirit is calling, what Spirit is saying, and what direction, what am I holding back from? I once heard the quote, don't be afraid of the silence. And I've been at spaces where it's like everything was on, the radio's on, the TV's on, people are talking, and it's like people just wanting noise, noise, noise to block out what Spirit is saying. And Spirit is always calling and guiding and directing us. So being at that space of loving ourselves, we come here on Sundays to remind ourselves of the divinity and the love and the uniqueness that we are, but also the connectedness. And it is our responsibility to keep seeing the best in everything. If we keep looking at conditions out there and say, oh, that's awful, ain't that awful, isn't that awful, then we're just going to get more of that, and we're not helping the situation on the planet. And once a mind is expanded, we can't go back and pretend we don't know. We don't know how powerful our thoughts are, because we do know. We know how powerful our thoughts are. We know how powerful our vibration is. We know how powerful our hearts are. So the more we step into that and say, I am a powerful being in this cosmic soup, and I'm adding flavor that is beautiful and brilliant, and it's its own flavor. So reminding ourselves of what we bring and seeing the bright side of everything, that something wonderful is definitely unfolding. If you have a Science of Mind textbook, and if you don't, that's okay too, I always encourage people this time of year to go through the first four, where I'm on chapter three right now, but to read it in first person and take it on as though this is me. Perhaps the simplest way to state the proposition is to say that we are surrounded by a mind or intelligence that knows everything, that the potential knowledge of all things exists in this mind, that the abstract essence of beauty, truth, and wisdom coexist in the mind of the universe, that we also exist in it, and we may draw from it. But what we draw from it, we must draw through it and channel it through our own minds, like the levels of consciousness. Because when I came to this teaching, I was in real victim mentality. It's like, life is happening to me. I'm out here, a ship that just does not have a course that's charted, and life was just throwing me here and throwing me there, and maybe some of you can relate to that. And when I learned and showed up and found out that we get to create the life we love by being conscious of what it is that we're wanting, what do I want to express? By communing and communicating with our inner knower, which means sitting in the silence and listening. What is my heart saying, and what does my intuition say? Sometimes it'll say, go through that door. go to that class, go have lunch with that person. Spirit's guiding us all the time, 24/7, 365, and some years 366, right? And so we want to really tune into that, love ourselves, and be okay with who we are and how we are. Because I used to want to apologize. I'm like this because, you know, of my childhood. I'm like this because of this. I'm like this because of this. I always had an excuse for everything, but it's like, you know what? I just am who I am. And it's all good. It's all God. It's all an unfoldment. So giving ourselves the good messages. Because coming from a shy little girl from Nebraska to be able to do the things that I do today, I feel good about that. And the intention is to touch lives in a positive way. Knowing that that's happening every day. And being okay if I get emotional, because I love you all so much. And I remember when I was leaving Kansas City, Reverend Dr. Chris Michaels, he said, "You're leaving now?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "What? No, no, no. You're leaving now?" I'm like, "Yeah." Because something wonderful is unfolding, and it's like the adventure of life has been beautiful and brilliant. So let's take the beauty, the brilliance, and go inside our heart of hearts. As we just take in a deep cleansing breath, closing our eyes to any distractions, letting go of any thoughts that do not serve us, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence. Knowing that we are all connected in that beautiful cosmic soup. It is the I am that we are beautifully, brilliantly. That we all breathe the same air. Connecting in molecules, connecting in spirit, connecting in energy. As we breathe that divinity in, knowing that something wonderful is unfolding for each and every one of us. Knowing that life is good because we stayed it that way. Knowing that the journey, the unfoldment of life is an exciting adventure, and we just say yes, yes, yes to the unfoldment, to the goodness, to the Godness. Knowing that every heart that we've ever touched, that we've ever connected with, that we ever been in contact with, that we take that love with us always. Knowing that beautiful and eloquent things are unfolding in each of our lives. As I speak my word and claim for each one of us that there is health, there is harmony, there is a beautiful road unfolding. Knowing that the flowers bloom, the trees sing, the wind smiles. Knowing that we are growing always with love, with peace, with harmony, with clarity. And just like a beautiful rain shower, washing away around and away anything that doesn't serve us, we just let go of all of that, knowing that something new is happening for each and every one of us, that we can see clearly now the rain is gone. All obstacles are not in our way. So we get excited about life with a playful, joyful heart, a playful spirit, knowing it is the best day ever and that we're living the best life ever because we claim it. Getting clear about our own vision, sitting in the silence and listening as silence speaks, spirit whispers, our heart is guiding and directing us. And in great, great gratitude for this knowing, we step into that space of gratitude that life is good, that all is well, as I just release this into the universal action of the law, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is.